Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now.
A violent stabbing incident occurred at a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan, leaving multiple people injured. According to a statement from the Grand Traverse Sheriff's Office, at least 11 people have been sent to the hospital following the attack that took place on Saturday, July 26. Authorities have apprehended a suspect. He has been identified as 42-year-old Bradford James Gill. According to the county sheriff, Michael Shea, Gill has a prior record of assault incidents and controlled substance violations. Shea said Sunday at a news conference that law enforcement reported that a deputy was on the scene within minutes of the incident. The GTSO indicated that the suspect used a folding knife to carry out the attacks and is believed that he acted alone. Sheriff Michael Shea addressed the media saying there is no information suggesting the involvement of any additional suspects. It seems this was a random, complete act of violence. Let's listen in.
4:43 p.m., Central Dispatch began receiving calls stating that there was a man with a knife inside the Walmart store in Garfield Township, Grand Traverse County, Michigan, actively stabbing people. A Grand Traverse County Sheriff's deputy was near the location and arrived at 4:46 p.m. At the time of the deputy's arrival, multiple citizens, including one who was armed with a pistol, were confronting the male suspect in the parking lot and preventing him from harming further people and leaving. The deputy took the suspect into custody without further incident. During the incident, 11 individuals were injured by the suspect. The weapon used was a folding knife with a 3.5-inch cutting blade.
All victims are currently receiving treatment at the Munson Medical Center. Bystanders at the Walmart played a role in both the apprehension of the suspect and the care of the injured. According to a Facebook update from Munson Healthcare, 5 victims are in serious condition. 6 remain in critical condition. Sheriff Shea reported that among the victims, 6 are male, 5 are female. A spokesperson for Walmart expressed their dismay, saying violence like this is unacceptable. Our thoughts are with those who are injured. We are grateful for the rapid response of first responders. We will continue to cooperate and work closely with law enforcement during this investigation. Bystanders who were in the store shopping say the man rushed in and began stabbing anyone he came close to. The GTSO conveyed their condolences, saying our thoughts and prayers are with the victims and the families. The investigation is ongoing. The suspect is currently behind bars.
Nicole, thank you. More crime and justice news after this.
4 family members in Florida have been taken into custody and face charges related to alleged child abuse involving several adopted and foster children under their care. Brian Griffith, 47, Jill Griffith, 41, Dallian, 21, and Liberty Griffith, 19, were charged with aggravated child abuse after reports surfaced of mistreatment towards 9 children between the ages of 7 and 16 living in their Fort White home, according to a statement from the Columbia County Sheriff's Office. The investigation began when deputies were called to assist the Florida Department of Children and Family with a court-ordered removal of the 9 children from the Griffiths' home. This order was prompted by concerns raised by a mandatory reporter from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Branford, Florida. They reported a potential abuse occurring in the home. The children involved in the investigation included 5 biological children and 4 who were adopted. Alarm was raised when church members noted that one of the Griffiths' children possessed a, quote, functioning electronic stun gun shortly before the allegations surfaced, leading to worries about possible unequal treatment between the biological and adopted children. During police interviews, the children reported being confined under the bunk bed, where they were secured with screws in the plywood. They were subjected to vinegar spraying as punishment, beaten with a cane, and made to lie on the floor with the plywood pressing down on them, they said. Additionally, the children claimed they were not sent to school, lacked basic literacy education, and were given medication without prescriptions. An arrest warrant revealed that Brian and Jill adopted their children in Arizona before moving to Fort White, and they maintained that the stun gun was merely a, quote, fake toy, despite evidence proving it was a real weapon. The arrest warrant also noted that church employees informed child welfare officials that the Griffiths typically adopted or fostered African American children and expressed concerns regarding the treatment of those children particularly. It was reported that the foster or adopted children did not know their last names or personal basic details. The CCSO indicated that a 10th foster child lived in the home but was not present during the investigation. That child was later found, and police say he is safe with biological parents in Arizona. Additionally, an unnamed foster child mentioned in the arrest warrant has accused Dillian, the older Griffith son, of sexual assault. Brian, Jill, Dillian, and Liberty have been taken to the Columbia County Detention Facility, where they are each being held on a bond of $500,000.
Jason Huff, an Army vet, works as a Department of Corrections officer, Cameron, Missouri. November 12, he drives about half an hour to St. Joseph to run errands. He's seen shopping at several stores, behaving normally. He never comes home. He's last seen filling up his tank at a Trex Mart about 20 minutes south of St. Joe. The next day, his 2014 VW found abandoned on a rural road, Plattsburgh, 25 miles east of the gas station. It's a possible route home to Cameron. His brother's sister's adult daughter worried sick, saying the grandfather would never leave without telling his family. Jason Huff now missing 3 years. If you have info on Jason Huff, call Cameron PD, 816-632-6521.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.